And then a final demographic that I really want to point to are U.S. veterans. Right? Across the United States, that U.S. veterans have a much higher rate of suicide than non-veterans. We can see here in Wisconsin that rate is almost 3 times higher. Right? We know service brings its own unique risk factors, such as exposure to trauma, chronic pain, and a different set of service barriers than non-veterans may experience. And of course, a lot of our veterans have shown incredible resiliency, but this really highlights that there's still an unmet need with regard to mental health care. So we have these groups of individuals who are at greater risk for suicide, and it's not just these groups. We know that there's other demographics as well. So for example, individuals who have a non-heterosexual sexual orientation are at elevated risk for suicide as well. So we have all of these factors at play that are contributing to suicide risk. And we're going to talk a little bit about what are some of those factors that may lay the foundation and build upon each other to contribute to this risk. But before we do that, I want to spend some time talking about the purpose of suicidal thoughts. So we'll spend the latter half of the talk really getting into the practical. How do you actually talk about suicide? What words do you say? But I really like to lay the foundation first of our understanding of these suicidal thoughts. What it can really do is help us approach these conversations with more compassion and more empathy. So we're going to talk about when someone thinks about suicide, why, right? When we all have moments of distress, we all have moments of feeling upset, but not everyone copes with these moments with suicidal thoughts. So when someone does, what are some of those factors that are contributing to their role and that might serve to kind of maintain or reinforce the reoccurrence of these thoughts? So the first one of these is that suicidal thoughts can serve as a way to cope with overwhelming and powerful emotions. For many, suicidal thoughts can feel like a way to manage emotions that are otherwise unmanageable. So if we think about emotions like waves in the ocean, for some people, those waves are small and rolling, and we can see over the crest of the next one. For some people, those waves are large, they are crashing, and they feel like they're going to pull us under. For those individuals, suicidal thoughts can feel like a life raft. Not because it's safe, but because in that moment, it kind of feels like the only thing that's going to keep you afloat. Right? So these suicidal thoughts then serve as a way for us to try to manage or to overcome or get through the moment of those really intense emotions. We've all had those moments in life where we're feeling so overwhelmed that we just want to hit pause on life, right? Even if just for a moment. Well, for individuals with suicidal thoughts, that feeling of just wanting to pause can be directly linked to suicide, right? So these thoughts can serve to reinforce themselves by helping manage these emotions that otherwise feel too overwhelming. Suicidal thoughts can also be a way to express needs that are otherwise hard to explain. So for some individuals, they may be feeling so much pain and so much hurt that they don't know how to communicate that pain in any other way. So if you think about a time maybe when you were feeling hurt or upset and you tried to explain that to somebody and they just didn't understand, and you tried to explain it another way and they just didn't understand. So you notice yourself maybe getting louder, maybe you notice yourself saying things a little bit more strongly. Suicidal thoughts can be just that, a way to express this pain when other methods of communication maybe didn't work. Maybe other words weren't strong enough to explain what you're going through. And a lot of times I think this can be misinterpreted as attention seeking. I think we can better reframe that as connection seeking. We all just want to be understood. Right? And for individuals, sometimes in the moment, expressing these suicidal thoughts and having these thoughts is one way that they can effectively communicate how much pain they're going through.